You know what? What were we going to say?
Oh, I was just going to ask you what you did this weekend.
Oh, well, I have a funny story, actually. But I met a girl on a dating app.
Soulmate?
No.
No.
And you'll find out why. But I went over. I was out at dinner. This happened Wednesday, the day after Valentine's Day. So I was out at dinner with someone, and then I was like, and then she texted me, and she was like, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?" I was like, "Okay." There's a part of me that was like, I'm not gonna go out right now. Like, I'm just gonna go home. I really just want to go home, get ready for class the next day. Like, whatever. Something possessed me to just be like, "Okay, where are you at? Like, and let's hang." So I ended up hanging out with this girl, but it was only for like 30 minutes because she didn't tell me she had cats. And I am downright deathly allergic to
Wait, so
cats.
did you leave 30 minutes after because of the cats or because of her? Or both? Or the cats happened to work in your favor?
Let's say, in case she's watching this, the cats, between us, it's both.
Hope she hears this. It'll humble her.
But no, it was funny because she didn't tell me she had cats, and I'm deathly allergic to cats. Like, nose clogging up, throat closing up, eyes watering. And so I get in there, you know, I meet her. I'm like, "Okay, hey, what's up?" Like, the first time I see her, I'm like, "Hey, you don't really look like what."
No.
She wasn't a cat,
No.
like a whole different person. Like, she was a catfish, but like not a whole different person catfish. You know what I'm saying?
Was it different angles?
It was just like the pictures on the dating app were her good pictures. And I saw her and I'm like, "You're not wearing any makeup. You look a lot different than." And I was like, "Damn, all right, whatever.
You're
Cool.
that guy.
I'm not that guy."
I just don't think that's true.
No, I'm not. But I was just like, "Damn, like."
He said, "Hey, ugly." I was not expecting that to come
no,
to
I
the
wouldn't say
door.
she was ugly, but it was like, "Oh, wow. You're, Anywho.
It sucks for girls. I'm gonna be honest. It really sucks for girls on dating apps because most girls wear makeup out and about, but obviously they look a little different without makeup.
No, because you know what your girl Abby Burner said? She said, conventionally, girls are less attractive when you first meet them, and guys are more attractive. In person. In person, girls are less attractive.
Who's
Guys aren't.
Abby Burner?
Isn't that your.
Hannah Burner.
Hannah. Oh, fuck!
I was like, sure, I'll listen to her.
I don't.
What does Abigail have to say about it?
She said that. And like, when you meet someone for the first time in person, guys are typically more attractive and girls are less attractive. Because when you see them on the dating like apps or whatever, guys don't know how to take pictures. Unless they had
That's
like
true.
someone that like, you know, professionally took pictures of them, but they don't know how to take pictures and they post whatever kind of pictures
They
like they're,
have.
yeah, they
Because
have.
they typically don't have your picture on your dating app were like
Okay. All
your
right.
pictures on your dating apps for a while, I think was the one that I took of you
We're
from
so
like
bad.
the outlets.
Yeah.
And that's like a guy thing. Like girls are like, "Oh, let me post this picture of me in like Italy studying abroad."
Exactly.
And like or like at a baseball game so they think I like sports. And the guy's just like, "This isn't me in front of my grandparents' tree."
No, literally. Should I show you my pictures now?
Yes.
Hold on. Okay. So, as I'm getting this up.
So what you're telling me is it's a wonder I got a ring at all. Because me and Tanner met up and he's like, "Huh.
Hey,
Interesting. You look like that?"
there's some people where it's like, oh, you get what you see kind of thing. Like for me, I hate like any picture that I'm in, I hate because I don't look great. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like for instance, this was in Vegas.
Okay.
That looks kind of professional. Like that's me right there,
Yeah.
okay? This is like candid right here. Like in Vegas again.
Okay.
Like that's not bad. And this was me showing my talents.
Okay.
I'm swishing like what is it called, like the vortex or like the tornado where you like spin like a bottle around and then it just like I don't know what it's called, but I'm just drinking a Smirnoff insanely fast. This was me drunk in Greece, like doing just being drunk. A lot of people say that doesn't look like me.
It literally looks like someone tried. Like, it almost looks like someone dropped the phone on your face and it took a picture.
No.
Like, genuinely. And not in a bad way, just in a candid.
And then I was missing... I don't have a lot of pictures of myself, actually, which I found out while making these profiles.
Which profiles do you have? What is... And your... Let the viewers know, what's your greatest success rate on which dating?
Oh, Hinge, definitely.
A lot of people say that because I've heard for, like, professionals.
I guess so, yeah. You could say that. Well, because, like, Tinder... Here's the thing. Tinder... I know a lot of people had problems with Tinder because of, like, the algorithm and everything. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
For, like, guys, it's, like, you have to swipe left on a lot of people to be noticed or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
So, like, there's a thing where it's, like, if you swipe right too many times, then it will, like,
kind of... I know it stops you.
It'll stop you, but it also, like, demote your, like, quality of, like, girl that you would... see. And based on, like, how many people swipe on you as well, if they swipe left or right, the, like, kind of determines the quality of, like, the person you'll see.
Since when?
Since every, like, I don't know, it started.
So did Tanner and I meet by happy accident?
Probably.
Wow.
Anywho, and then Bumble. Bumble was so bad because...
Bumble sucks.
When I go on, like, the dating apps or whatever... It's just, I'm not looking for, like, a fuck buddy kind of thing. And it's, like, I'm just trying to meet new people. But, like, you know, maybe, like, if we really vibe, hit it off. Who knows? Maybe. But, like, I'm not, like, hey, what are you doing tonight kind of thing.
What are you on dating app? Like, do you tell girls
when
they ask you, like, hey, what?
They never ask.
They never ask, like, what you're on there for?
Oh, they never have. I don't...
Well, actually, to be fair, though, I'm thinking about when I was on dating apps, guys would ask me a lot. Like, oh, what are you... But that's because guys ask that question...
They're looking for you to be like, oh, I'm just looking for... They're looking for you to be like,
oh, I'm looking for a hookup.
Yeah, I'm looking to have fun.
And they're like, wow, love that for us. 10 out of 10, come over.
Yeah.
Be my smelly roommate.
This was another picture in San Francisco. It's literally because I have no pictures.
You literally look like a different race in every picture.
Really?
That you take. I'm not going to... Oh,
and this was in Greece. This was on someone's Snapchat in Greece. Hamble boy is so confused. Just so I'm, you know...
That you studied abroad.
Yeah. But... but, like... See, like, those weren't, like, professional, like, great pictures.
Yeah.
So, like... But I think I'm more attractive than these pictures show kind of thing.
Okay.
So when someone sees me in person, they're like, okay, yeah, he looks a little bit better than his pictures did. But for girls, like, they post their best pictures on dating apps. And when guys, I guess, see him, not, I'm saying not for every girl, but when they see him, they're like,
So then, do you, like, when you say that you're going to hang out with somebody.
Uh-oh.
Do you have, like, expectations of, like, have you guys previously talked about what you think's going to happen?
No.
I think, like, if you think it's, like, do you think they're sometimes aware it's a hookup? Or do you think that they're more like, well...
I think it's, like, a vibe kind of thing. Definitely, for me, I'm really good at subliminally, like, messaging, if that makes sense. No.
That was the douchiest thing you could possibly
say. No, but it's not about hookups. It's not about hookups.
Okay.
It's not that. So, like, I test everything. I test the humor. I test the banter. I test the flirtiness. And so, if they, I can kind of tell. So, like, I'll say something kind of flirty. If they respond in a certain way, I'd be like, okay, they're not looking for, like, a hookup. Or they're not looking for this. If I, like, send, like, a banter thing... And they send one back, or they don't really, or they're like, oh, that was kind of mean, or whatever. I've never gotten, like, that's kind of mean. But, like, if they don't really take it that well, then I'll be like, okay, they're kind of not...
Into it.
Yeah. So, I'll, like, shoot them, like, different, like, things that mean different things to me. And depending on how they respond, that's how I...
how you gauge it.
That's how I, like, see the mood and everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's pretty good. Instead of explicitly coming out and be like, hey, you want to... Like, you down to hang tonight? Past 12?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like it also depends on the app you're on.
Because, like, Hinge is definitely more of, like, relationship kind of thing.
Hinge is more relationship type thing. Tinder, I feel like, is for more hookups.
Mm-hmm.
Bumble, I know, like, obviously, like, the girl messages Bumble. First. I used to hate Bumble because I never messaged first.
All I'd get is, like, hey, or, like, what's up? I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that?
I genuinely think it's because girls are not used to making the first move. So, like, it's funny, though, because I feel like guys, and this isn't me being, like, anti-girl.
What?
Saw a kid flip out of a cart. And I got distracted, I'm not gonna lie. Busted his face right open on the sun.
I would have beat my child, because I've been so embarrassed.
I would have been pissed, because then they're crying. They're crying and bleeding. I would have been like, okay, I guess we're not going to Sprouts. Cool, we can't eat for the week. Anyway.
Can't recover after that.
No, the difference between boys, like guys and girls, is because guys usually have to make the first move. So they, like, girls will be very, like, I guess dismissive if a guy messaged them and just says, hey, because they're like, oh, that's not interesting. But girls do that because they don't know how to, like, they don't, not that they don't have any game, but kind of. Like, they don't know how to make the first move because the guys are expected to make the first move.
Yeah, that's really annoying. Usually I make the first move and I'm pretty good at it. I have, like, my typical things. But going back to the story, yeah, so I saw this girl. I was hanging out with her. I'm really allergic to cats and she has three of them. And so I sit down on this couch in her apartment and I'm like, all right. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And this cat comes and sits on my lap. And I'm like, I'm
gonna. And you can't be rude and, like, kick it off.
I can't. This cat has formed a bond with me. This cat's saying, all right, I like you more than I like my owner right now. It's laying, napping on my lap. And I'm like, fuck, what am I supposed to do? Because I might die. I might pass away in this girl's apartment right now.
She's like, do you have any Benadryl or an EpiPen?
I started to sniffle about, like, 25 minutes in. After every question, I'm like, and I'm like, can you please notice that I'm, like, sick right now? And you're like,
yeah.
And then, so I just pull one of those, like, look at my watch. I'm like, oh, shit, I have to go home. Like, I'm so sorry, you know? And, like, it was really awkward after that, because she could definitely tell, like, But, yeah, no, I pulled one of those, and I drove home, immediately went to the bathroom, took, like, three Zyrtec. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to take one.
Took three.
I just dumped them in my hand, just shoved them in my mouth. Like, I could not. And after that, my eyes were so swollen and, like, red that the white part of your eye completely blood red. And my eyes were so swollen, I couldn't see. And I was like, I'm not about to pass away at this random girl's house that when she had three cats. And I was sick for probably the next, like, 24 to 36 hours.
That is crazy. All because of a cat. Fluffy took you down.
And it was funny because I haven't been around a cat in a long time. So I was like, you know what? As a kid, I was deathly allergic. Maybe I grew out of it. You know, you grew out of some allergies.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I grew out of it. No, didn't. It's probably even worse now.
Which I feel like she should let people know that she has animals in general. Yes. Because most people are allergic to animals or like afraid of animals or like don't like them.
No, definitely.
Because like it's different, like you going into someone's house and you start sneezing and it's because that's happened to me before where like they had like a strong like scent that they used in their cleaning or something and it made me like sneeze or whatever. And like my eyes were getting all like gross, but like that's one thing. I feel like if you have cats, you know how I feel about cats. I hate cats, but I feel like
hate cats now too.
Yeah, and as you should. I feel like if you hate cats, if you are allergic to cats or dogs, or if you have pets, if someone's coming over for the first time, especially like a Hinge meetup, I'd be like, hey, just so you know, I have cats. Is that fine?
Should I put that on my profile?
Fuck the cat people.
Or just, I'm allergic to cats, please don't have cats. Oh. If you have a cat, I'm probably not going to message you back.
That too, yeah.
Okay. As for her, she was, and when I say this, there's nothing wrong with these type of people. There's absolutely, Madison, I know you're rolling your eyes, you're looking at me.
Because it's going to be something very specific.
No, I promise you there's nothing wrong with this.
Okay.
But she was a very spiritual person. And she had like a rocks, incense.
Oh, she's like a crystal girly.
I guess so. And she had like incense and all that kind of stuff. And by no means is that bad. I've met some people that have you know, rocks and incense and all that. Great.
Alexis does.
All right, maybe all of them are pretty bad. No, I met some people that like are into that kind of stuff, and like they're great people.
Yeah,
I don't mind that. But the way she was talking, and she did have a tapestry.
Oof!
But it was really funny. It was something like
she's a stoner.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it was one where it was pink and it said "All my queen shit," and it had the guy, the butler from Jesse, holding a Tito's.
Who?
Jesse's. The Disney Channel show. There's a Disney Channel show called Jesse.
Oh,
and
is that the one with Debbie Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had a butler, and he was, I guess, an episode he was dressed up in like a tiara and everything, but he was on her tapestry is like "All my queen shit," and then he was holding like a Tito's bottle, and I was like, all right, that's pretty fucking funny. Other ones were just like of nature or whatever. I'm like, that's actually kind of dope too. But you know, it's just like the way she was talking and everything, I'm just like, all right. I'm just like, all right, you know, I don't know if we're going to be talking after this because I am about to pass away or not. But yeah, I think we should probably get into the episode now that that story's over.
Yeah.
So, hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Booze & Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. Hopefully you guys didn't leave 16 minutes into this podcast without introduction.
Plus side, today's a short one.
Today's a short one.
Well, kind of short.
Is it?
Well.
What are we going to be talking about?
Club 33.
Oof.
At Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Well, yes.
Disney's the happiest place on earth. What kind of conspiracy, true crime, or paranormal is happening at Disney World?
Well, respectfully, it's rich people. That's the main source of all conspiracy theories, I have a feeling, is just rich people.
Okay.
But basically, Club 33 is an exclusive club that Walt... Walt...
Walter White? Bring him back to Breaking Bad.
Walt...
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know who Walt Whitman is. It's a mall in New York. Walt Disney wanted to make a club of elite rich people because he went to other corporations. This was, he opened it, I think, in like the 60s.
It sounds like a like Disney Illuminati.
Yeah, it's basically,
it's a Disney,
they think the Illuminati's behind it. But, like, the general history of it, like, outside of it, like, the conspiracy part of it,
mm-hmm.
is that he basically, he traveled the world. He went to a world fair in 1964 where he met people from General Electric, Pepsi Cola, Ford, a bunch of people, and asked them, you know, how are they running a business? Like, what are they doing for, like, their consumers? Stuff like that. And when he was there, he visited a bunch of private VIP lounges that all of them had, and he thought that was a really cool idea and loved having a special inclusive club for, or not inclusive, exclusive club.
I was gonna say, I'll be joining that pretty soon.
No, really. To make that vision come to life, he wanted them to pay a crap ton of money to basically have a specific place for them to be.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like anything like the entrance of it. It's in like the New Orleans Square. There's like a single green door with no markings on it.
This is
in Walt Disney World Land.
You need to get your story straight. California, Florida.
I don't know.
Oh.
Walt Disney. No, it's Walt Disneyland.
Okay.
They used to have like, I think more of, I guess, a to-do, I should say, about getting in there and like navigating yourself to there, but now everyone kind of knows where it is. You're just not allowed in. No, truthfully, it is so expensive. Like, let me look. I think I looked once because I think the whole concept of it, I remember.
Isn't actually, like a couple hundred dollars or a couple hundred thousand dollars?
It's for a year. It's 33 because Club 33. It's $33,000. The initial fee. Or the member fee every year is, I believe, when I read it, like $15,000 to be a part of this club.
That's chump change. If y'all don't know,
I'll send you the link and you can sign us up.
If y'all didn't know, we're actually making 7 figures from this podcast.
Just don't come looking for it because you won't find it. Now.
How's this paranormal or conspiracy?
So, everyone has a different conspiracy about it. The general conspiracy is that there's weird things happening at this club.
Okay.
So, while yes, Club 33 is an exclusive VIP club, it is something you can get a membership to, it is something that you can obtain at Walt Disney World, or Land, one of them. That's a real thing. The club itself exists. The original origins of it, though, because where I got that history from is right from the Walt Disney World website. So they're not going to write on there, oh, it's Illuminati low-key. Mm-hmm. So,
but, like, anyone can go. Like, if as long as you can pay it, you can be
in. Yes. Okay. So there's talks that it could be, like, not like a separate club, but that there's a club of rich people that just want to be a part of something. Or the other part of it, that it's not, it's more so like an exclusive Illuminati type group.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things about it is that while it was envisioned as a private VIP lounge, it's not really for park guests. It's more so for like people who sponsored Walt Disney World. They have like a mascot and everything.
Really?
Yes.
It's crazy because I'm looking at it right now. Not very secretive because it's the first thing that pops up when you type in Club 33. Goes straight to Disney's
website. Well, that part's not secretive. Clearly you were too busy trying to Google me wrong.
No. And then I thought it was really interesting because I looked at the FAQs for it. And they said that someone said, I emailed my interest in Club 33. Why haven't I heard back? Disney said, yeah, we're pretty badass, and said, we're pleased to hear your interest. And but as membership opportunities are evaluated, Club 33 may contact you for further information. I said, wow. That's definitely not going to come after the host of Booze and Base.
No, definitely not. Because with that, like, you can't even take pictures. Like, you could take a limited amount of pictures and no videos.
Oh, yeah, because I'm looking at pictures of it right now.
Yeah, you can look up pictures. You just can't look up videos of it. Because they don't want people really knowing what goes on there. But I'm almost wondering, now that I heard that, do you think that they don't actually accept anybody? Like, it's one of those things, they have a website for it. It's like a prominent club, obviously. It's been open since, I think, the mid-60s.
Yeah.
Do you think that they just...
I think they accept people. I think... I don't know. It's tough because you want to kind of believe the conspiracy where it's like, oh, we'll just put this out there for, you know, anyone, whatever. But, like, at the same time, the way what I just said was kind of like, damn, do they really, like... That's kind of tough. If they're like, hey, you can sign up for this, but we're not going to accept you, kind of thing.
Yeah, and, like, there has been people that have sued them for even after they got through that process of them finally getting accepted for something. They sued them because there was, like, harassment and bullying from the members that have been there the longest to, like, newer members. Almost like hazing.
Also, it's like a frat. Yeah. You're joining a Disney frat?
Yeah, definitely a Disney... definitely a Disney frat. They think that Walt Disney actually, like, created this as, like, a club for Freemasons and the Illuminati. Personally?
They don't know DSW's closed.
Oh, that's so unfortunate. Oh, I feel bad. They look nice.
I want to see them try to open the door.
It's my favorite thing in the world. I love watching them.
I hope the door's not locked.
Oh,
I hope it's not locked like a wall.
Brandy's listening to this. Like, I literally hope you both choke. Oh. Oh.
Man.
You hate to see it. And the fact is that they look through the window and they stand there.
They see
their workers. Literally, I'm like, if it's locked, assume you can't go in. Assume you can't go in there.
Okay, I can't look at them anymore. Continue. I'm so sorry.
No,
it's not. I was so intrigued by people getting locked out of the store.
But they think that Club 33 was started as a Masonic lodge instead of it being like an exclusive club. Which, weirdly enough, they have, like, a whole, on, like, that website, the Disneyland Club, they have, like, an entire section, and it's their website. It's not, like a fan website.
That's what I said.
What do you mean?
What?
Said for what?
Go ahead. Keep going.
See? Pissed. Oh. Anyway, they have, like, a conspiracy section that has, like, it's literally called Myths and Rumors. I feel like that's sketchy for a company like that to have an entire section on their website debunking rumor. Or, like,
at least
myths.
They're aware of the... They're not trying to hide it. It's like, yeah, I know this is kind of sketchy. I know you guys have your theories.
I think Walt Disney's frozen somewhere in the tunnels.
That's a whole different topic we're not going to get into.
I just think that's true,
that's
though.
Interesting.
Do you not agree?
I'm not going to say if I agree or not, but that's just interesting for you to think.
I mean, where else is he?
6 feet under.
Show me the Carfax. Do you see?
You want me to go dig up this man's grave?
A real conspiracy theorist would.
Oh my gosh. Dude, I need like a back massage after this. No. Something. Not the back. I need like a nice warm bath.
Oh, so apparently it's $15,000 annually, and the cost of a membership for the initiation fee is $50,000. But because of inflation, they now have to pay $60,000 to $70,000 for initiation and up to $20,000 annually.
It's chump change.
And apparently, as opposed to waitlist protocols in the past, membership invitations are currently heavily influenced by referrals from current members.
Well, seeing that I can't even get a regular annual pass to Disney, I don't think we're going to be getting the Club 33.
I feel like...
I don't think they're allowing people to buy annual passes.
Truthfully, I think you're being a little bit of a pessimist. I think we could do it.
Do you know anyone in Club 33?
Mm-hmm. They even have a dress code.
Yeah, they probably don't want people showing up in Crocs.
I think they should let them show up in Crocs. Well, no.
If I'm paying $50,000...
You can't wear tank tops, cutoffs, swimsuits, bare midriffs, sweatpants, flip-flops, or sandals, or beachwear. Jeans are acceptable if they cover undergarments.
I'm not paying $20,000 to $50,000... every year for someone to look like a bum on a rock.
A bum on a rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm paying that much, I expect people to have some decency and dress up for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, I guess, after hearing all of that, it wasn't a ton, but I guess, like, the background of it. Do you think it's possible? Like, it's a conspiracy theory is that it's more the Illuminati and not like a rich people's club. Do you think that Walt Disney was a part of the Illuminati, or do you think he was just a guy with a lot of money?
Oh yeah, I think it can kind of be seen as both ways. Like, definitely I wouldn't put that past them that he was in the Illuminati. Who else was it? Like, weren't presidents in the Illuminati? Hell, Jay-Z and like Beyonce are in the Illuminati apparently.
I know. I feel like JFK was low-key in the Illuminati.
Yeah, so I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he wasn't. And he had a lot of money. Yeah, you know. I also can also see, like, because of Disney putting it on their, like, official website, just playing out right there, I'm like, okay, it's probably, like, a nice little, like, gentleman's club or whatever, you know, for the upper class, you know. I don't know. It's tough. I would like to say... Yeah, he probably. I'm gonna finalize my answer. Say yeah, he was in the Illuminati.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. In that case, then I don't think he was in the Illuminati. I think he just made the club just because he wanted to challenge the Illuminati. And he wanted to make his own club.
And on that note, thank you so much for listening today. We're not dealing with this tomfoolery for the rest of the night. We got a little bit of a shorter podcast this week, but you know, podcast, okay.
Hopefully y'all enjoyed my story about
That was the main event of the podcast. Story about the cats. Weigh in any comments of our TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, DM us. Do you think having cats is grounds enough to never speak to that person again?
I'm going to let y'all know, I'm going to plan a date this week with a different person, and I'll come back next week with
it. I thought you meant with her. I said, she's for sure going to find out.
No.
That you're just vlogging your experience with this person.
It's a social experiment, actually.
I love that for her.
So I'm gonna make a date this week. I'm going to come back next Wednesday with another what happened during my date. Wouldn't that be so sick? We had like a little segment on
A segment. I love that, actually.
Where it was like, oh, how's your week?
I love listening to other people's dating stuff.
Really?
Because this sounds really obnoxious. I haven't had a first date in like over 2 years.
That's true.
So I'm just like, wow, I love that.
Man, I like going out and meeting new people. I'm more like open to that now. Before, like, it was like, I would match with someone. I'm not going on a date with them. I'm just going to talk to them for like a couple days. And then like they'd ghost me because I didn't like ask for their number or whatever. Or like I didn't make any plans, or like I would just ghost them.
You're picky though.
I am picky, but like I was just too nervous also to go out.
Yeah.
But now I'm more open to it. And like I've been putting myself out there. So maybe every week I'll go on a date with someone new. Explain what happened. What went good, what went bad until I finally meet.
Yeah,
someone.
And if any eligible bachelorettes hear this and want and likes baseball,
not even if you just like me, bet, let's do it. You could be featured on the podcast.
Could you imagine? We just get a bunch of applicants. Let us know in the DMs if you want to date Jay.
We'll send out a Google Doc or something.
Could you imagine? But thank you so much for listening. Like I said, subscribe. Let us know what you think in the comments. And
watch out for our TikToks, too.
That, too. Repost our TikToks.
We're going to be making some funny ones pretty soon.
We'll work on it.
Not our sound bites, but like some other TikToks that are pretty funny.
And we will see you next time. Bye.